Hi, welcome to Sincerely Trish. I have a story for you. Yesterday, I went to a ladies' luncheon, and I knew the hostess. Her name is Lori, and I knew another woman there, but there are six other women there that I did not know. I enjoy lunches. I mean, forget the book clubs. Let's come up with lunch clubs. I remember one of the places that I used to work at, they called it the Lunch Bunch. I mean, we could have fun hosting lunches, couldn't we out there? Ladies out there, we could have fun. But I tell you this story because even though I didn't know six of the women there, the minute you sit down and you start talking, you find so much middle ground. And you can find out so much about people, realize how much we're all alike in so many ways, how we're all put on this earth at this time. And there's just so much we all can gain from each other. Well, after we fussed about the menu a little bit and oohed and aahed over the beautiful table settings and all the delicious food, we started talking about what kind of advice we would give somebody who was 20 years younger. All the things we have learned. And I recorded it. So I have all the answers and it's coming right up. But I thought about some advice I would give somebody 20 years younger. I would totally focus on the big picture and not do any nitpicky fights. The big picture is what? Getting to heaven. The big picture is leading a good life. You know, we always say to ourselves, is it better to be right or is it better to be happy? Well, everybody wants to be right, but really, you got to let that go. I think jealousy is a huge waste of time. I know that this world is big and there's so much room for all of us to become successful and to do what we're meant to do. And there's room for all of us to make millions of dollars. I mean, there's countless money out there. And of course, all of us want our children to be a success. And there's room for all of the children of the world to become successful. Just spend more time promoting others and enjoying company and not being threatened by other people's success. Spend less time on social media, more time creating memories. Like, what a great time that is, just sitting and having lunch with friends. I would take more movies of my children, and I would record their voices, because you would be surprised how much their voices change. I would also make more nutritional meals. I mean, really, do we really need Cheetos in our house or Oreos? Have people over to your house more. I mean, just entertain more, go out more, just do little things. Because you'll look back on these memories and you'll laugh. Keep your kids as young as they can be for as long as they can be. There's no reason to be getting your nails done when you're 6 years old or going to dances. It's all kind of silly. Just keep them young and innocent and happy. And the final thing is to love and to love and to love more. To say I love you. Now, you can't just say I love you to your dog. Okay, because saying I love you to your dog is very, very easy. But you have to say, I love you to your children. I love you to your spouse. Because really, that's the only thing that matters. And the most important legacy you could possibly leave this earth is to give love and to say, I love you. I'm proud of you. I love you no matter what. I love you. I'm here. I love you. Okay, now it's time to hear from the ladies at the luncheon. What advice would they give somebody younger?
If I were to give anybody advice 20 years younger than me, I would tell them you have very little control of anything. So be present and care for the people around you and try not to take yourself so seriously.
If I were to give somebody advice younger than me, a lot younger than me, it would have to be, especially if you have children, always make time for yourself. The kids will drain everything out of you if they can, but always make time for yourself.
If I were to give somebody advice younger than myself, I would say do not live your life caring about what anybody else thinks. My mother is the only person ever in the world who truly doesn't care what other people think. And she's an amazing woman. And it took me probably 30 years to get to the point where I don't care what other people think. And now I see how she's lived her life all these years. And I'm envious that I didn't start doing it sooner.
Advice to that younger person, do what you love no matter what anybody else says.
Advice to my younger self. Learn the Serenity Prayer. Use the Serenity Prayer. Live the Serenity Prayer.
The people at work do not care about you. Your family loves you. So don't make work a priority. Make your family a priority.
Advice to a younger person. Have patience with yourself and follow your gut.
Thanks for the tips, ladies. Oh, those are really good. Just goes to show you that we all should go out to lunch more often. Thanks for tuning in to Sincerely Trish.
Thanks for listening to Sincerely Trish. Catch more life lessons on her blog, poodlewalker.com, on Instagram, poodlewalker1, on Twitter, poodlewalker10. And let's remember, lead by example, live to inspire, and until next time, let your light shine.